Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, it gives me a great pleasure to address the second International Conference on Nutrition and share with you some developments in Iceland on the field of health and nutrition, and to mention some of our policies and programs we have put in place. At the outset, allow me to welcome the Rome Declaration on Nutrition and the ICN2 Framework for Action, and to thank FAO and WHO for their excellent work in convening this conference. Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, the challenges in Iceland are not much different from countries that have reached a similar economic development. We are not reporting significant problems with micronutrient deficiencies, nor do we have undernutrition. However, the prevalence of obesity has increased during the last decades, even though we have seen slower increase rate since 2007. Regarding child obesity, there has been no significant increase in the capital area since 2005. In 2012, 21% of school children in first to ninth grade were over ideal weight, where 4.7 were obese. Even though we have seen great positive results in reducing prevalence of coronary heart disease by a decreasing mortality rate by 80% between 1981 and 2006, it still represents health challenges in Iceland, together with other non-communicable diseases. To some extent, these signs of improved health have been associated with better lifestyle, including healthier diet. Consumption of both fruits and vegetables has increased considerably during the past decade, together with a decrease in intake of saturated fat, salt, and added sugar. The intake has, though, not yet met the recommendations. However, intake of trans fatty acid has been reported within the recommended restricted levels. In 2011, a ban on trans fatty acid was implemented in Iceland by regulation. Our approach to promote better health and reduce health inequalities of the Icelandic population is to create an environment that supports good practices, among them good nutrition and physical activities. Under the leadership of the Directorate of Health, which is a government agency headed by the Chief Medical Officer of Iceland, we promote better health through community projects which have a life cycle approach from young children to older people. The approach is based on the Ottawa Charter of Health Promotion, where we go beyond health care by recognizing that the economic, social, physical, and structural factors in the environment have considerable impact on health. Furthermore, the communities are encouraged to take health into account in all policies decisions. The health-promoting community approach acts as an umbrella for all our health-promoting projects. Health promotion in our school system is one example. What children adopt in early life can shape their health behavior in the long run, and it is now well documented that healthy students learn better, and investing in nutrition and health of young people will improve learning outcomes. Food-based dietary guidelines are published by the Directorate of Health. First to mention, as an example, are guidelines for pregnant and breastfeeding women and infants, where exclusive breastfeeding during the first 6 months is recommended, and with appropriate complementary feeding the first year. Breastfeeding rates have been increasing in the last decades and has been reported 63% at age of 4 months. Food-based dietary guidelines for young and adults are under revision and will be published soon. They will be based on Nordic nutrition recommendations that were published last year, National Dietary Service in Iceland, and the latest research in the field of nutrition. The emphasis is placed on the diet as a whole and the quality of the diet rather than individual nutrients. Environmental concerns and sustainability are also taken into account, focusing on decreasing food waste and the CO2 footprint. Other measures that have been put in place in Iceland worth mentioning: a ban on inappropriate marketing and publicity of food and non-alcoholic beverages to children. Allow me also to mention our flagship partnership project, which is the Nordic cooperation in the field of nutrition under the Nordic Council of Ministers. The Nordic Plan of Action on Better Health and Quality of Life through the Diet and Physical Activity is the core framework for this partnership. This partnership between Denmark, Finland, Iceland, Norway and Sweden is wide-ranging, from strategy and monitoring to nutrition research, nutrition recommendations and consumer labeling. We share experiences in order to learn from each other through best practices and benchmarking. Finally, regarding the outcome document from this conference, the declaration and the framework, I would like to support what has been raised by others in their statements, that is, the importance of fish as a source for micronutrients has not been adequately taken on board, and this has to be rectified in the follow-up. I thank you.